Prague II District Council is waging war on what it calls an extreme situation on the capital's Karlovo Namyesti. Mayor Jana Černochová has said that steps must be and will be taken against the increasing number of drug addicts, pickpockets, and prostitutes congregating on the downtown Prague Square. Rosie Johnston reports.
Karlovo Namyesti is one of the capital's busiest transport interchanges. Every day, thousands of commuters sprint from tram to bus to metro here. And as a tourist in Prague, you're highly likely to cross it in your travels. The square, which is lined with some impressive Baroque architecture, is also where Goethe's Dr. Faust was supposed to have lived. But today, the space plays host to some different sorts of inhabitants, which the district council would like to get rid of. Over the phone earlier today, Prague 2 Mayor Jana Černochová told me what she thought the problem was.
Unfortunately, not only homeless people, but drug addicts and drug dealers have set up home on the square, and prostitutes too. The situation has become untenable. So I have asked both the municipal and the state police to increase the number of patrols in the area. There are often muggings on the square, and pickpockets operate in the public transport system in and around the area. The district council can't control the situation on its own, and that is why we have turned to the police. We want them to intervene in an aggressive way so that Karlovo Namyesti becomes once more a quiet zone in the center of Prague.
Jan Čihák is a spokesperson for the municipal police. He outlines the moves his organization has just started to take to clean up the square.
Municipal police, in cooperation with the police of the Czech Republic, are looking after Karlovo Namyesti and surrounding area 24 hours non-stop. And this thing is solving with the town hall of the Prague District 2. During the night is the four municipal policemen, and I don't know how much the state, the Czech Republic policemen in the Karlovo Namyesti and surrounding area.
Do you think that this is improving the situation? Will this help?
I hope so, because the prevention is better than repression, and the policemen, it's a good thing for future and solving this situation.
The municipal police have also organized several clear-ups on Karlovo Namyesti. Last time, just under 50 syringes or bits of syringes were found. Prague 2 is discussing plans to overhaul Karlovo Namyesti and says that construction work could start as soon as next year. We'll soon see if the district council's first steps, before so much as a stone is moved, succeed in giving the square a facelift.
Rosie Johnston there with that story.